This is WLRN News. I'm Nadege Green. Thousands of parents are now working from home and are also teaching their kids at the same time. That has made for some sweet moments, frustration, and full-on meltdowns. Many parents are trying to figure out how to balance it all, if that's even possible. I'm a single mom of two boys, and I'm one of those parents. Noah is 8 years old, and Jacob is six. Day one of teaching from home. I do what we normally do when there's school. Get the kids up, they brush their teeth, shower, then breakfast.
Okay, that's enough syrup,
I attempted to stick to a schedule. By now, if you're a parent, you've probably seen the nice color-coded schedules floating around Facebook and Instagram, recreating school from home. 8 a.m., prepare for the day. 8:30, do some physical activity. 9 a.m., reading.
9:45,
writing.
Social
studies.
Dedicated hour for P.E.
I really tried to be that parent. First, I had to get Noah, my 8-year-old, set up with his different online programs.
Reading and math, I have to do 45 minutes.
But you have to do Mayon.
Mayon for reading, Sundog for math.
I get Noah set up on the computer, and Jacob starts his reading.
At the park, Luke rushed to the sandbox.
A couple hours in, and we're already off that color-coded chart. And apparently, their regular school schedule, too. Noah, of course, notices.
I got a language at 105. Let's see, your schedule should actually be off limits.
My 6-year-old, Jacob, is kind of okay with it, though.
Regular school is longer than homeschool.
Okay, well, let's take a break.
We take many breaks, like this one, because siblings learning in the same room,
but you can't stay in the school.
Means many arguments.
YMCA does stay at the school.
Every people who go on.
And a few days in, I come to an easy realization that I am not a teacher. I love my son's teachers, and I can't replicate what they do or devote the time they normally get. I also have to work. I'm just doing the best I can. So for me, that means doing away with that color-coded schedule. We were not succeeding with that anyway. And I've been letting go of control, a little. Jacob, my youngest, is now doing some of his work before he brushes his teeth and showers, because that's how he wants to do it. This was the scene from yesterday.
Jacob, just because there's no school doesn't mean you don't have to brush your teeth. You still have to brush your teeth.
Do I have to take a shower?
Can you please get in that bathroom?
I'm gonna take a shower. I just want to brush my teeth and that's it. Please.
So today, I let him work in his pajamas. Looking back, of the battles to wage and the meltdowns to deal with, I am now okay if he doesn't shower till noon. I've also let my 8-year-old take the lead and develop some peer learning. Also code for mom is on a conference call. Noah DJ'd and his brother sang along to what is easily the elementary school turn up song of the year. That was music and dance class. I'm lucky that my job is pretty flexible, but when there's breaking news, I have to drop everything I'm doing to get the news out to you all. In those moments, I do what all great parents do when we want our children to take us seriously and listen to us.
You might earn a pack of Pokemon cards if y'all let me finish my work.
Can we each get one now?
I bribe them.
You can each get one pack of Pokemon cards.
Now?
Do not. Hey, come back. You each get one pack and then you let me work, please.
Okay.
Look, some of you might be judging, but the bribe worked. I got the news done and the kids gave me the space to do it. The super organized color-coded schedule might work for some families. Other families might need to take a more laid-back approach. I'm team, do whatever works for you and your family.
I'm Noah Green.
I'm Jacob Green.
And I'm Nadege Green in Miami.
In Miami!